Thrills without spills? Frightening experiences are generally viewed negatively, yet some people actively seek them out. These individuals love thrilling experiences like bungee jumping or going on hair-raising amusement park rides. So what makes some people thrill seekers? Scientists are studying this question, hoping the knowledge will help them understand how people deal with stressful situations. One leading theory points to hormones. Though riding a roller coaster, for example, is a safe activity, the brain perceives it as dangerous. This causes the brain to release hormones such as adrenaline that increase heart rate and blood pressure. If someone were confronting actual danger, adrenaline would help them react quickly. This adrenaline rush provides a level of excitement not usually experienced in everyday life and can be addictive. Then, when the frightening experience is over, another hormone is released that induces a temporary but intense feeling of well-being. Another possible explanation is genetics. Recent research has found that thrill seekers are more likely to be descended from people who are willing to face great danger in order to explore new places. In contrast, people who prefer to avoid such thrills have a greater probability of having ancestors who led more sedentary lifestyles.
Questions. Number 17. How do hormones affect the body's response to perceived danger? Number 18. What does recent research suggest?